Sechtes Mikvois, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. One of the halachas that the Chachamim made in creating and setting up a mikveh is that if three lugim of Mayim She'uvim fall into the mikveh before it has totally collected 40 sa'ah of rainwater, the mikveh is pasul. Mayim She'uvim by definition means water which was received in a keli. And the shear that it will passel the mikveh, if it falls in prior to the collection of 40 so'im of rainwater, is 3 lugin. And this mishnah will discuss when this halacha applies, and when we will be makel in the case of safik. The extent of this psul of gimel lugin is only a din d'rabbanan, as the mishnah says in Masechtas Taharos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Zayin, that it's only a psul d'rabbanan. Says the Mishnah, Safik Mayim She'uvim. If there is a doubt, if Mayim She'uvim fell into a mikveh, Shetiru Chachamim, that the Chachamim said that since it's only a Safik and it's only a Halacha d'rabbanan, we can be makel, can be lenient, is in the following cases. Either Safik Naflu, Safik Lei Naflu. There's a question whether it fell in altogether. Maybe it didn't fall, perhaps it didn't fall in at all. Or Afil Naflu. Even if it fell in, Safik Yesh Behem Aboyim So, Safik Ein Behem. There's a Safik if maybe we have already collected the threshold amount of the shear of mikveh, 40 so or not. So we don't know if it fell in before the mikveh collected 40 so or afterwards. Or Shnei Mikvois, if we had two mikvois, Echad Yesh Behem Aboyim So, one already is established that it has 40 so, the Echad Ein Boy, one of them does not yet have the amount of 40 so, and we know for sure, Nafal Echad Behem, that these three lugim of Mayim She'uvim fell into one of them, but Be'eni Yedeila is Menafel. We don't know into which one it fell. So the halacha is, in all these cases, Sveikai Tar, we will be lenient and say the Mikvois are both good, and the Tav Neshi Yeshloi, because in this situation, B'ma Yitla, we have in what to depend it on. In other words, by Safik Drabonon, we are always Toil L'Hokel, we can rely that it fell out in a way that doesn't cause a paslos, and meaning to say that in the case where the three lugim fell in, it fell into the mikveh which was already had already collected 40 so. What happens? Hoyishneim pchusim aboyim so. If both of them had less than 40 so, but nafal echad mehem, and now three lugim fell into one of them, we don't know ve'eni yedei le'izim en nafal. We don't know into which one it fell in. So in this situation, sveikei tamei, we'll have to say it's tamei, even though it's only a safek drabanan. Because we know for sure one of the mikvois are not kosher, and we don't have a way to be toiler to decide that it fell into the one which would not present the problem. And that's what the Mishnah concludes. We don't have a reason to say it fell into one over the other, and therefore we have no alternative rather than to passel both of these mikvois. Mesechlis mikvois, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. So in this Mishnah, we're going to learn that perhaps there's a difference if the Gimel Lugin or the Mayim She'uvim fell immediately before any collection of rainwater, and when it falls in after some rainwater has already been collected, even though you don't have 40 so. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Revius Mayim She'uvim Bitchilo. If you have an empty pit that has no rainwater in it whatsoever, so then the shear is much less than Gimel Lugin. And even if a revius halug falls into that mikveh prior to the collection of any rainwater, it passels the mikveh, poislin es ha-mikveh, it passels the water, and the halacha of shloisha lugin, which we're familiar with gimel lugin of shuvim, that's only al-pnei ha-mayim. That's only once there was already water, kosher rainwater in the bor, but there wasn't 40 sa, it fell only afterwards, that's when it creates a problem. But if there was no water in there whatsoever, so then the shear is much less. The shear of psul will be even just with the revius. The chachamim say they disagree, and they say bein mitchilo, bein besoif. Whether this happens while you're initially filling the mikveh and before any rainwater gets there, bein besoif means when you already have collected some rainwater, the shear is universal. It is also always shloisha lugin. It is also only a shear of gimel lugin. And today, when before a mikveh is filled up, they make sure that it's bone dry and there's not even a mashuhu of mayim she'uvim in the mikveh to make sure that it is filled up only with rainwater until it has 40 saw.